Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Unfortunately, Our Lady Nadine will not be with us this evening due to her surgery, and we will keep her in prayer. Amen. So I will be bringing the word for this evening. And you can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
moment and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. But body's rocking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be who
I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but
I am.
And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs to know that God says,
I am.
I am. One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but one more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. God of gods, you are the God of gods and the Lord of lords. You are the great and powerful, all-knowing God. No one can force your hand. You do not bend to special interests, groups, or to pressure from people. You rule according to righteousness and truth. You show no partiality, but have made a way for all to come into a relationship with you through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. I praise you and lift up your name, Elohim Halom, the God of gods, Lord of lords, and King of kings. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. So at this time, I will play another selection.
In the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, you're greater.
unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Hallelujah. is worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to Your name, God.
Amen. Praise God. God of gods, how blessed are those who trust in You. You make their path straight and guide them into the way everlasting. You are closer than a brother and more faithful than a spouse. You are also higher than any other. You are the God of gods. Forgive me for looking to idols. Those things I look to in place of You when I am in need or facing a trial. Forgive me for making my career an idol or my status or even my relationship. Have mercy upon me, God of gods, and draw me close to You. Amen, amen, and amen. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Jesus First. The scripture reading is coming from Matthew 19, verses 29 through 30. And it says, everyone who has left houses or farms for my name's sake will receive many times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His mighty word. Amen. The writer says, every day, we have a choice to make about what kingdom we are serving, either God or ourselves. When we put ourselves and our desires first, that means we are putting Him last, and He will return the favor in His kingdom. So we should not seek great things for ourselves here, but do as God asks us, making Him our priority. Because the truth is, this life is a breath, and there's far more coming than we can imagine. Remember, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed according to what he has done, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For the believer, this is not unto salvation, because if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, you are assured heaven. However, what's being elevated are the rewards for how we serve Christ here, and that will shape how we live in heaven. The challenge for you is to realize that right now you are setting the tone for eternity. The authorities and privileges you will have forever. So put Jesus first. Humble yourself now, and He will lift you up. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus, you are my priority. Lead me in how to serve you well. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
God. God of God, accept my gratitude for all you are and all you do. Thank you for this day, for waking me up this morning and for giving me another moment in life. Thank you for surrounding me with the people in my life, some to sharpen me, some to comfort me, and others to reflect your closeness to us, your creation. Thank you for the majesty of your handiwork, for dotting the landscape with your brilliant pieces of art. God of gods, I owe all my gratitude to you, because everything I enjoy and everything that helps me grow ultimately comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
My heart and soul and mind.
Entitled Grasping God's Word. Amen. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 19, and we're going to read verses 7 through 14, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. That's Psalms chapter 19, verses 7 through 14. And it says, "The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Amen, amen, and amen. So when we think of instructions, decrees, and commands, we often think of rules that keep us from having fun. But here we see the opposite. God's laws revive us, make us wise, bring joy to our heart, give insight, warns us, and rewards us. God's laws are guidelines and light for our path, rather than chains on our hands and feet. They point at danger to warn us, and then point at success to guide us. Many Christians are plagued by guilt. They worry that they may have committed a sin unknowingly, done something good with selfish intention, failed to put their whole heart into a task, or neglect what they should have done. guilt can play an important role in bringing us to Christ and in keeping us behaving properly, but it should not cripple us or make us fearful. God fully and completely forgives us, even for those sins we do unknowingly. Would you change the way you live if you knew that every word and thought would be examined by God first? David asked that God approve his words and reflections as though they were offering brought to the altar. As you begin each day, determine that God's love will guide what you say and how you think and how you think. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Again, the title of this message is Grasping God's Word. And the text for this message is coming from Psalms 19:7. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy. Amen. Praise God. The writer says, a rugged cast iron ring stood strong against the harsh Minnesota wind as it hung on the door frame of my great uncle's old farmhouse. More than 100 feet away was another ring, firmly fixed to the daily dairy barn. When there was a blizzard, my uncle would attach a line between both rings so he could find a path between the house and the barn. Keeping a firm grip on the line kept him from losing his way in the blinding snow. My uncle's use of a safety line in a snowstorm reminds me of how David used lines of Hebrew poetry to trace how God's wisdom guides us through life and guards us against sin and error. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honey tree, honeycomb, excuse me. By them, your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. A firm grasp of the truth of Scripture informed by God's Spirit working in our hearts keeps us from losing our way and help us make decisions that honor God and others. The Bible warns us against wandering from God and shows us the way home. It tells us of the priceless love of our Savior and the blessing that awaits all who place their faith in him. Scripture is a lifeline. May God help us cling to it always. Amen. Praise be to God. Question. What promise from Scripture give you hope? In what ways will you hold on to its truth today? Amen. Think about those two questions. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help me to treasure your teachings today. Thank you for the rich, deep blessings of Scripture. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread for this evening. Praise be to God. And at this time, I will play another selection.
skips my mind. The grace you've shown towards me, I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Right. Wrong seems to follow me. I still can't believe how you never let me go. How you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me.
God of God, reign and rule over the difficult circumstances of my life that seek to defeat me. You are stronger than all, higher than all, and wiser than all. You are the God of gods, and nothing is impossible with you. My issue and my trials are nothing to you. You can solve them with just a thought or an inclination. Please see me please let me see you supremely represented in my everyday life. Plant your thoughts in my mind so that your kingdom will advance on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now I'm going to play another selection and come back with the word from the Lord this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. Because my God is truly able.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. I come to let you know that my God is able. Able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yeah. Yes, God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, he is able. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. That my God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing up to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. Set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying for myself, and I know
See, I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Don't say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say who you see.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is. Yes he is. Oh, I know, I know. I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I
I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship. We worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for the word. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Colossians. Amen. The book of Colossians. And we're going to go to chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 1 through 7. Colossians chapter 2. Verses 1 through 7, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, where it says, I want you to know how much I have agonized for you and for the church at Laodicea, and for many other believers who have never met me personally. I want them to be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have complete confidence that they understand God's mysterious plan, which is Christ himself. In him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I am telling you this so no one will deceive you with well-crafted arguments. For though I am far away from you, my heart is with you, and I rejoice that you are living as you should and that your faith in Christ is strong. Verse 6. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Praise be to God. Overflow with thankfulness. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, we come this evening as humbly as we know how to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and to thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right minds, divine healing in our bodies, for watching over us last night as we slept, protecting us from all hurt, harm, and dangers. Lord God, we give you the glory this evening. We thank you for our families. We thank you for life. We thank you for strength, health, wisdom, and understanding. We thank you for our neighbors. We thank you for our enemies. Lord God, we thank you for food on our tables, clothes on our backs, a roof over our heads, Lord God. We thank you for providing us with all of our needs. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross for our sins that we may have eternal life through him, Lord God. We thank you for allowing him to intercede on our behalf, Lord God. We ask that you forgive us for our sins, present, past, and future, Lord God. We ask that you bless our homes, our families, bless our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, Lord God, sisters and brothers, those who are in Christ and those who are not, but one day might say, what must I do to be saved? Lord God, we ask that you Bless the nation of Israel and Jerusalem, Lord God. We ask that you bless the president and his family, the vice president and her family, Lord God. We ask that you bless all of those in authority. Open up their minds and their hearts, Lord God. Strengthen them that they will make the right decisions for this, the country and for the people, Lord God. Let your will be done in everything that we do. And we ask all these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that you sent down to dwell inside of us, to guide us in the way that you would have us to go, Lord God. Again, Lord God, let your will be done, not our will, but your will be done. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. J.B. Gambell, a great Texas hero of pioneer days, referred to a dog's territory, which was limited to the area around his master's wagon. Since the wagon rode high off the ground, the dog could run along underneath the wagon as it traveled. Gambrell said, "I would never have a dog that ran under someone else's wagon." That was his homey way of saying that faithfulness is a necessity. We all understand Gambrell's point. When we list characteristics desirable in a person, we usually mention faithfulness. One of the desires Paul had for the Colossian Christians was faithfulness. Paul had just drawn it bold strokes, a sweeping panorama of the cosmic significance of Christ and the world mission of Christianity, Colossians 1. Now, with personal abandon, Paul himself, a part of this mission, applied his concern to the Colossians. He said in Colossians 2:1, "I want you to know how hard I am contending for you." Contending is a word from the athletic games meaning struggling. This was not some general vague concern. It was specific. It was aimed at some specific problem and some specific person. Paul was concerned with the issues, but more so with the persons involved. We see this in his prayer for faithfulness in the church. In his prayer, we can see some marks of faithfulness. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, and it says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and establish in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Praise be to God. And my title for this message is The Marks of Faithfulness. Amen. Tonight, my message is divided into four paragraphs. Amen. The first paragraph is, the strengthening of others is a mark of faithfulness. The church must be a source of ceaseless encouragement. Paul prayed in Colossians 2:2 that their hearts might be comforted. Charles Trenham once observed that it is not comfort in the sense of solace for which Paul yearned, nor was it encouragement in the sense of cheering words or flattering phrases. Rather, it was the encouragement that comes from divine reinforcement. Amen. The encouragement must be a heroic action. There was once a Greek regiment in ancient time that had lost heart, lost courage, and was utterly dejected. The general sent a leader to talk to that regiment. As he spoke, courage was reborn, and a body of dispirited men became a body of men fit again for heroic actions. Praise be to God. This was Paul's prayer. The mark of faithfulness in Christians is to strengthen one another so that the church is filled with courage to deal heroically in any situation. Praise God. The bond of love is a mark of faithfulness. Paul also prayed that the church might be knit together in love. The bond of love must be a distinguishing mark of the church that follows Christ. The Christ whose whole life was a life of love forms a bond of love for his followers that knits them together. Praise be to God. The story has been told many times and in many forms, but it bears repeating. When we consider that the church that loves Christ must also love the people of Christ. Amen? A young girl loved her father, but she had difficulty getting along with her brother. Now, when her father came home from work one evening, she ran to him, threw her arms around his neck, and hugged him. At the same time, she stuck out her tongue at her brother. The father told her that she could not love her father and at the same time stick out her tongue at her brother. The discipline of life is a mark of faithfulness. Discipline means order in life. The order and steadfastness mentioned in Colossians 2:5 are military terms. They give the picture of a well-disciplined army standing firmly ranked upon rank in a formation that could hardly be broken. The church that is faithful to Christ must have discipline. It does not move without purpose. It does not function randomly. Instead, it functions in discipline and order so that work can be accomplished and the gospel can be proclaimed. Praise be to God. Discipline means ministry through life. Discipline includes attendance, worship, and ministry in the name of Christ. Hallelujah. The growth of faith is a mark of faithfulness. The growth of faith is toward maturity. The Christian church must be a maturing family. As indicated in Colossians 2 and 6. In Colossians 2, 6 through 7. Amen. Receiving Christ as Lord of your life is the beginning of life with Christ. But you must continue to follow his leadership by being rooted, built up, and strengthened in faith. Christ wants to guide you and help you with your daily problems. You can live for Christ by committing your life and submitting your will to him, seeking to learn from him, his life, and his teachings, and recognizing the Holy Spirit's power in you. Paul uses the illustrations of our being rooted in Christ, just as plants draw nourishment from the soil through their roots. So we draw our life-giving strength from Christ. The more we draw our strength from him, the less we will be fooled by those who falsely claim to have life's answers. If Christ is our strength, we will be free from human regulations. Amen? Praise be to God. There is much mental, emotional, and spiritual immaturity because we have deserted the only soil in which we can grow. Elton Trueblood spoke of a cut flower civilization in which we are like cut flowers in a vase. They are beautiful and brilliant, but they can never grow and prosper because they have no roots. The growth of faith comes in the faith. The result of the growth of faith is thanksgiving. Amen. So the soul prospers when we have clear knowledge of the truth as it is in Jesus. When we not only believe with the heart, but are ready when called to make confession with the mouth. Knowledge and faith makes a soul rich. The stronger our faith, the warmer our love. The more will our comfort be. The treasures of wisdom are hid, not from us, but for us in Christ. These were hid from proud unbelievers, but displayed in the person and redemption of Christ. See the danger of enticing words. How many are ruined by the false disguises and fair appearances of evil principles and wicked practices. Be aware and afraid of those who would entice to any evil, for they aim to spoil you. All Christians have, in profession at least, received Christ, Jesus Christ the Lord, consent to him, and take him for theirs. We cannot be built up in Christ or grow in him unless we are first rooted in him or bound upon him. Being established in the faith, we must abound therein and improve it more and improving it more and more. God justly withdraws this benefit from those who do not receive it with thanksgiving and gratitude, for his mercies is justly required by God. Amen. Ooh, praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as I bring this message to a close, I want to say the marks of faithfulness are displayed in Paul's prayer. As we seek to be faithful to God, we must develop these characteristics in life. Amen. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. Praise be to God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you got to do is to pray. Is to ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to help you to continue your walk in Christ and to help you to find a good Bible-based church. Amen. Excuse me. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it does say, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. I want to thank all of my Facebook followers, my Twitter followers, and my YouTube followers, and Instagram, Block Talk Radio. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. We thank you. We love you. And again, God bless you all as we are getting ready to leave this program until tomorrow. At this time, I just want to say shalom, God bless you, and good night to everyone.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah,
sing hallelujah
to our God. praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.